White people, they don't really exist.
Answers with Ken Ham, co-author of the book One Blood, The Biblical Answer to Racism. Ken, are you saying that there are really no white people in the world today?
Well, to be technically correct, that's right. Most people don't know that all human beings actually have the same skin color. You see, we have a pigment called melanin. If you have a lot of melanin, you can be very dark, or what people call black. Other than albinos, who don't have much pigment, no one is really white. We all have this brownish pigment. It can be shown from simple genetics that if we started with Adam and Eve as middle brown, that in just one generation, you can have children who are dark, or light brown, or anything in between. Now, why do we have some groups of people in our world who have very dark, very light, or in between shades of brown pigment? Well, the answer's in Genesis. After the event of the Tower of Babel, populations were split into groups, which resulted in certain shades of melanin being concentrated in particular groupings. This is what we would call natural selection according to Genesis, not Darwin. This is another great example to help us understand that all human beings are descendants of the first couple, Adam and Eve. There is only one race.
Ken Ham has written a few booklets on how some of today's social issues have a connection to the creation-evolution controversy. Booklets on today's culture wars, racism, even dinosaurs are available free at AnswersRadio.com. AnswersRadio.com.